This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We have some flurries at O'Hare, 25 degrees. Chilly winds, though, still out of the north at 14 miles an hour. And that's our top story is the weather. The National Weather Service has just issued an alert about the potential for dangerous conditions tomorrow afternoon as you get ready to head home. Let's get an update on what you should prepare for from AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
Right now, it looks like we're going to be dry through most of the day tomorrow, but our winter storm will come in late in the day with some snow, sleet, and freezing rain. That potentially could lead to some slippery travel for the evening commute, and we'll have deteriorating conditions tomorrow evening with that snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the area. That continues at times through the night tomorrow night. Certainly, there still could be some slippery spots out there Thursday morning, but then we should see some improvement with the temperature Thursday afternoon climbing into the low 40s as we dry out. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
And when the snow starts flying, you can always track it with our live interactive radar under the weather tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. A sculpture that sparked controversy for what critics call is anti-Semitic themes, the target of a sometimes heated debate during a city council committee today.
Alderwoman Deborah Silverstein and a majority of city council members had demanded that a giant puppet display titled the U.S.-Israel War Machine be removed from the cultural center as anti-Semitic. Changes were made to the display, including a content warning sign. Alderman Bill Conway asked Cultural Affairs Commissioner Clint A. Hedspeth what it would take to shut that exhibit down.
I mean, there is a full-out process. This is being hurried, and there's a conversation that needs to happen with them directly.
Well, I will say this. I appreciate in your previous questioning that you are willing to rethink this process because clearly it needs to happen in this case.
But other Alders and Hedspeth said art can be provocative and the city should protect artists' rights to free speech as well. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, Northwestern University says it will comply with a new federal investigation into whether its handling of pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Evanston campus was anti-Semitic. CBS News Chicago reporter Darius Johnson says Northwestern is one of five universities now facing investigation over last year's tent encampment.
The Department of Ed says this investigation is connected to what it calls, quote, explosions of anti-Semitism after the Hamas attacks on Israel and the widespread protests it sparked on college campuses. During those protests, Palestinian supporters and students called for an end to the war in Gaza and for the university to divest funds connected to Israel.
The university has since changed its policies on what protests are allowed on campus, as well as its codes of conduct. Mayor Brandon Johnson says Chicago continues to grow stronger after immigration raids in the city and encourages the president to take a different approach.
The goal of the Trump administration is to get us to surrender our humanity, and that we won't do in Chicago.
Mayor Johnson says Chicago is not faltering in its role as a sanctuary city, following a slew of executive orders from the Trump administration cracking down on immigration. He says President Trump should instead be working with Congress to pass substantive, comprehensive immigration policy.
We can set stronger parameters around how we create pathways to citizenship, how we have more support at the border. We actually fund judges so that asylum cases can be moved through faster. These are the intelligent, responsible decisions that need to be made so that we're not simply having a conversation around how a city situates its status in terms of its relationship to the globe.
Johnson also tells reporters he's still reviewing an invitation from the Oversight Committee to testify in a sanctuary city hearing scheduled for next week. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
But in Springfield today, Republicans in the state house criticized the Pritzker administration for spending what they say is too much money on helping migrants. Metro East House Republican Amy Ellick says the state should redirect its resources to people who already live in the state.
We cannot afford to accept hundreds of thousands of individuals and give them the resources they would need to succeed. Illinoisans are begging for tax relief. The Democrats' solution? Raise taxes to cover the costs for illegal immigrants. And when that doesn't cut it, just spend what we don't have.
Republicans also want to repeal the so-called Trust Act, preventing local police from helping ICE agents, claiming that undocumented immigrants have committed numerous recent violent crimes in Illinois. Governor Pritzker says he supports the deportation of violent criminals who are undocumented immigrants, but supports law-abiding immigrants.
Follow.
And renowned singer Shakira and recent Grammy winner will headline this year's Sueños Music Festival in Chicago. The festival runs the weekend of May 24th to Sunday, May 25th. Tickets go on sale Thursday. Shakira took home the Grammy for Best Latin Pop Album, and she'll headline the festival along with Don Omar and special performances from Peso Pluma and Grupo Frontera. Coming up, Cook County authorities say well, parents know only too well how much gym shoes can cost. Top brands and styles often sell for hundreds of dollars. Now, sheriff's police in Cook County are sharing details about a Chicago man who they say stole thousands of shoes. WBBM's Terry Keschner just got off the phone with Sheriff Tom Dart. He's here at the anchor desk with what you found out, Terry.
Yeah, Lisa. Sheriff Tom Dart tells us that the amount of the stolen gym shoes is staggering.
Over 20,000 pairs of Nike shoes and about 17
1,700 pairs of New Balance shoes that we were able to get through the search warrant. And these are obviously wildly expensive, and, you know, it's upwards of $1 million, just that group that we've gotten so far.
Now, all these gym shoes were recovered from a warehouse in the 1500 block of Southwestern that was being subleased, that warehouse, by Eric Lujano Bautista. He faces felony theft charges, and Sheriff Dart says crimes like these hurt everyone.
This is why people, like, up and leave, why they close stores, why they don't bring new stores in. It's a thing that has been devastating, malls, places like Michigan Avenue that have never had problems in the past, have had problems because of this. So this is part of a much bigger picture.
Investigators say the gym shoes were stolen between the distributor and stores. We're posting the photos of all those stolen gym shoes on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Live at the anchor desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Terry, thank you. Now to Wisconsin, where the Kenosha School Board has confirmed that no security threats are found at Bradford High School during an initial call of shots fired today. Authorities say the incident appeared to be a swatting call, otherwise known as a false police call. Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, the Bulls host the Heat tonight at the United Center, and the trade deadline is looming. Rick Gregg with the details.
Guard Kobe White says his first thought on the trade of Dallas star Luka Doncic to L.A. was disbelief, and that his first thought on the trade of teammate Zach LaVine to Sacramento was sadness. Both trades reminded him no one in the league is untouchable, and White is well aware he too could be shipped out before Thursday afternoon.
I don't know. I like being in Chicago, but like I said, it's out of my control. Like, it's something I can't control. That's up to the front office and how they view me and whatnot. As long as I'm here, though, I'm here to compete.
White says all he and the players can do is keep playing to win. Covering the Bulls, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And winning will be difficult tonight. The Bulls will be very light roster-wise. In addition to LaVine being gone, and they waive Torrey Craig and Chris Duarte tied to that trade, the Bulls have lots of injuries. New guys Kevin Huerter, Trey Jones, and Zach Collins out tonight as the team looks to potentially move them again before the deadline. Dalen Terry is doubtful. Talen Horton-Tucker and Adama Sanogo out with injuries. And as Rick mentioned, the deadline 2 o'clock on Thursday, Vucevic, Ball, and other veterans could be moved by that deadline as the Bulls rebuild. Meanwhile, Luka Doncic met the media in LA as the Lakers unveiled their new superstar. He says he's eager to get going with LeBron James. Anthony Davis moved to Dallas, says he's ready to go for Dallas. College basketball this evening. Marquette plays at St. John's. You have Notre Dame battling Florida State. Northwestern hosting UCLA this evening in Evanston, and Loyola entertains St. Bonaventure. The Hawks off tonight. They are back in action at the UC tomorrow night, hosting Edmonton. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Teachers Union and families staged walk-ins at several public schools this morning over challenges in Washington and here in Chicago as they continue to work without a contract. Joshua Lerner is a bilingual teacher at Pierce Elementary. He says they don't have a certified librarian at the Andersonville School and are still dealing with cuts.
We lost multiple positions of our beloved bilingual school and teacher assistants. Some of them were able to be rehired, but those positions remain vacant.
A CTU spokesperson estimates tens of thousands of CPS students missed class yesterday in protest of the Trump administration's stepped up deportation efforts. An apology today after a Champaign city council member who posted a swastika on social media last week.
Davian Williams wrote that his apology is sincere and heartfelt. He wrote, "My intent in sharing the historical origins of the swastika was to shed light on its pre-20th century meanings, not to diminish or ignore its horrific use by the Nazi regime." He changed his profile picture on Friday to a swastika. The mayor and the entire city council responded, writing, "We cannot be silent. We stand and loudly affirm our commitment to denounce hate." Williams said he believed it would be thought-provoking. He previously apologized for saying Jewish people control a whole lot of things, including media, and people turn a blind eye. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.